Welcome back to Rogue Podcast. I'm your host, Kiara, and I'm ready for this episode. Real quick, I want to get straight into it. I went on vacation for a little bit with my family, something that was well needed for just a reset for this specific season, not necessarily like the podcast, but just everything that we've been dealing with all summer. We've had so many events in our congregation, and our family just needed a little time away from everything, just to kind of reset, regather ourselves, regather our thoughts. We went to Disney. I posted it on my personal podcast. On my personal Instagram, I posted it. We went to Disney, and me and my sister had such a great time. My sister graduated this year from high school, so it was kind of just like a big moment. It's just me and her, so definitely a big moment for my parents as well. But yeah, it was something that we needed, on top of the fact that my parents did have their 25 year anniversary in July, so it was just like a year of exciting things coming our way, or things that happened and stuff like that. So we just needed a family vacation, family sabbatical. We haven't had one in a little bit, so it was just very well needed. I think the last time we went on a family trip was in December of last year. So, yeah, we definitely needed it. But I want to get straight into this podcast episode, and we're going to be real and raw. This episode, we're going to be talking about faith. And I think sometimes when we bring up even the word faith, we kind of like, oh, we're talking about this all over again. Like, I already know, you know, I need my faith to be firm and things like that. But I wanted to shed light on a different perspective, and how this season for myself especially has been about transition. And the Lord has just continuously been speaking to me, talking to me about transition. I just keep hearing that word literally everywhere. The Holy Spirit keeps like speaking to me with that specific word, and I wanted to kind of touch on that on today's episode, because the podcast name is Real Walk, so this is about also my journey as well as a Christian woman, 23 years old. You know, so I wanted to be a little bit honest and vulnerable in this episode. I know that I'm not alone, because I keep seeing this literally everywhere. Like I said, I keep hearing the word transition, and I was listening to a podcast the other day by Jerry Flowers, and I'm gonna be bringing up some points from that specific podcast, actually it was a sermon that he had from like this new series that they started at their in their ministry. And I was on my walk, running or whatever, and I was listening to this episode, and it really stuck with me, because he's talking about transitions and about our trust and our faith in the Lord. And lately I've been kind of questioning God, like, I don't know where you want me. And sometimes it's really hard to be okay with the season that you're in, because you want to get to the next thing. And as believers, I think it's so hard having that trust of like, okay, God, I know that you know the plans that you have for me, but where do I go next? What do I do next? What is the next thing that I'm getting into? And I think that's where the Lord has kind of just like convicted me, and is like, I need you to slow down, and I need you to be faithful with what I have given you, and be, you know, responsible. And it was kind of just like a very convicting moment that the Holy Spirit was just like, listen, I know you want to get to certain positions and places in your life and seasons in your life, but I need to put a pause on where, like, on this excitement. And a lot of it comes from just like the excitement and the emotion of like, okay, I'm ready, God. I want to be there. And for myself, being very honest, it's so hard being 23 and having social media so in front of our faces in this generation, because you see everything. And let's be honest, like, when have we not compared our lives to other people? And there's so many people around me getting married and having children, and they're all around my age. And sometimes you kind of question, like, Lord, what is it that is not allowing me to get into that season? And what am I ready? Am I ready to be there? Am I ready to be a wife? Am I ready to be a mother? Am I ready to be in this ministry or whatever it is? And I've kind of had to really just, like, center myself. I had a friend a couple weeks ago. I was at church, and this friend, I love her so dearly. She's a lot older than me, but she's like an older sister to me. She came up to me and she was, like, greeting me and stuff, and she had made, like, a little joke or comment about me and my boyfriend, and it was just along the lines of, like, oh, you're next kind of thing, like, you're next to get married, because everybody around me is getting married, a bunch of my friends are getting married. And it's something that, let me preface this, it's something that I'm extremely happy for all these people. Like, I love love, and I think that's why it gets me so emotional, because I love seeing people happy. I love seeing people with their person. I love my person. Like, there's a season that I want to be in with my person. And being okay with, like, not rushing it and enjoying the process and enjoying certain things, but also accomplishing certain things before you do get married and accomplishing certain things before you do have children, and just kind of, like, walking in that preparation. But anyways, I was talking to a sister of mine, and she's married, has children and things like that, and she had said to me, she said, she made that comment, and it wasn't anything, like, bad. It was exciting. Like, everybody around me is so excited for me as well. And I looked at her, and my whole face just, like, I just couldn't. It's exciting, but I was just so terrified. Like, she saw the fear in my eyes. And she was like, you're not. She said to me, and she looked at me and she said, stop comparing yourself. I didn't have to say anything. I didn't have to say anything. She said, stop comparing yourself. She got married a little, you know, in the end of her 20s, kind of around that time. And when she said that to me, it really, like, I can cry all over again. It really sat with me, because it was just one of those moments that the Holy Spirit was just convicting me. Like, it's not even about that. It's a comparison of, like, envy or that, oh, I want to be there or anything like that. It's just, I think that it had to do with really just feeling like, Lord, I'm waiting. Like, I'm here holding my hands out. And it's like, okay, like, what do I do next? And it feels like one of those worship in the hallway type of moments. For the last couple months, I've been, okay, Lord, you know, prepare me as a wife, prepare me as, you know, a leader and a minister and all these things, forgetting the whole essence of why and what it's about. So while I was having this conversation with me, she's like, stop comparing yourself. Like, you're exactly where you need to be. And it was, again, it was just one of those moments that, like, I had to really just analyze myself and analyze where my mind was at. And it had nothing to do with, like, rushing to be in that part of my life. But again, it's the excitement. You're 23, you're in your 20s, you're, like, in that season of your life, you're witnessing, you know, all these weddings and the marriage. Let's make a difference of that too, because there's a difference with having a wedding, and then there's a difference with an actual marriage. And I want a healthy, godly marriage, you know. So she really, it was just kind of like a little life altering moment for me where I was like, okay, Lord, what do you want from me? Like, what do I need to do? And not in aspect of like checking off a box, but more of just trusting and walking in your plans, knowing that where I am is not by accident. Where I am is not because of anything that I did wrong. And I think that being at this age and feeling like, okay, Lord, how is it that everybody else around me is getting the things that they're asking for and the prayers that they're, you know, these prayers that they've made and they're being answered. Lord, what do I have to do? And I think sometimes we think that it's this checkbox, or sometimes we think that it's something that we did. And just coming from my, like, from me, I want to tell you that there's literally nothing wrong that you did and why you are in the place that you are in. Like, you did not set yourself back in anything. And I think sometimes we think, oh, it's because I did this. Lord, the Lord is punishing me, or it's because I said this, or it's because I made this decision. And God isn't looking at our wrongful decisions and our mistakes. He sees us. He knows what we desire. He knows what we need. And he's just asking for our obedience. And the Lord has just been like speaking to me about obedience. He's been speaking to me about faith. So, and sometimes it's funny because like, I could talk to people about this and they'll be like, oh, well, you're young. Like, you're 20, you're only 23. And that's not necessarily the point, because you can still enjoy certain things while being married and still having children and still, you know what I'm saying? Like, those things should not limit you from also your youthful years. Like, I should still be able to enjoy life, like marriage and children and a career and all these other things should not be what hinders us from the purpose that God has placed in our lives. So that's just a little perspective to like kind of shed light in that area. But so yeah, God was just speaking to me through this friend of mine, and it really did impact me. It really did leave a mark on me. Because it was something that I was like, Lord, is there something wrong with me? Like, is it my fault? And it was kind of just like a reality check. And she spiritually clocked me because it has nothing to do with you being or you making mistakes. God didn't punish us because of our mistakes. If anything, he asks for repentance and to continue moving forward. Like, that shouldn't be something that hinders you from stepping into the next season of your life. So, God has just been really, really, really speaking to me about that. And in everything that I do, I want to live for Christ. Whether it's having this podcast, whether it's my education, whether it's a marriage, whether it's my future children, I want to live for Christ in everything that I do. So as I was like just meditating with the Lord and kind of just having my prayer time and just speaking to him throughout the day, or having like encounters or experiences or moments with him where God would use somebody to speak to me, I just kept hearing the word transition. Like I was saying, I kept hearing and God brought me to a verse that I'm going to read in Matthew, and it's a very common verse, but I wanted to break it down a little bit. I've been hearing the word transition so much, and I think for many of us, we're all kind of in this like season of transition. All the people around me, actually, majority of my friends are all going through a specific season that we're like waiting for the turnaround. We're waiting for, okay, God, like when's the next thing? Like, what are we getting into? And the Holy Spirit really spoke to me through a podcast. And sometimes we're we think that transition is about moving. We think that transition is about taking a step into another season, but it's about molding. And when I tell you, the Holy Spirit literally spoke to me through this, it really brought light to the fact that we think that a transition is the cause of something. We think that transition is we think that transition is moving into something. I'm going to be transitioned into a new job. I'm going to be transitioned into a new position. I'm going to be transitioned into ministry. I'm going to be transitioned into marriage. I'm going to be transitioned into whatever it is. But God isn't asking for us to be ready for that transition. He's asking us to be prepared for the molding process. And when I tell you, when I heard this, I literally stopped running. I took my phone out and I put this into my phone. And it really has sat with me for the last couple of days. I've been meditating on this. The Holy Spirit ended up bringing me to Mark chapter 6, verse 28. And I'm going to read it because this has to do with our faith. You know, a lot of the time when we're in transition of a new season of our life, sometimes it's trusting God and where He's going to take us and what He's going to do with us. And it has nothing to do with our self-gain. Like, I was praying this morning on my way to work, and I was just like, Lord, I don't want it if it's not to edify the kingdom, if it's not to edify my brothers and sisters, if it's not to edify, like, if it's not for you, if it's not for your gain, then I don't want it. I don't want to be somewhere that it's somebody else's position. I don't want to be somewhere that I'm not called to be in. And I think this is the main importance of obedience is like, Lord, if this is where you need me, I want to be there. And if it's not where you need me, then remove me from it. So God brought me to Matthew 6, verse 28, and it says, and why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing yet. Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. When God brought me to this, I was like, Lord, but this is a verse that I already know. And I was like, okay, let me just read it again. You know, you got to be obedient. When God calls you to read the same verse 1,000 times, you read that verse 1,001 times. And God brought me to this verse, and I was like, okay, let's read it again. And when He's talking about the lilies of the field, He had given me, the reason why I say that the Lord brought me to this verse was because He had given me a vision of lilies. I saw lilies, and I was like, and it was so weird because I swear, like a couple hours later, I saw this verse. I believe it was like on social media or something like that. So I saw the verse pop up and I was like, okay, let me go to the Bible. And I opened up to the verse and it was talking about the lilies and how, why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. This is saying, look at how the lilies of the field, they don't work. They don't work for something that's already been given to them. A lily or a flower when it grows, it's not working for it to grow the petals. of a flower. The flower is already formed and shaped into a flower. It knows its assignment. It knows its purpose. So it's going to grow what it needs to grow, right? So in the same way as believers, we already know that the Lord has what he has for us. We don't need to sit here and say, okay, God, I asked for X, Y, Z, and I want all these things, Lord. Because he already knows it. He already knows what we need. He already knows our desires. He already knows that you're asking for, you know, he already knows that you're asking for a marriage. He already knows that you're asking for children. He already knows that you're asking for all these things. All he's asking from you is for you to be consistent in your word. It's for you to be consistent in your prayer. It's for you to be consistent in the assignment that God has called you to. It's not about what you gain out of this experience or what you gain out of this communion with him, because it's not a relationship. It's not about, oh, I'm just going to talk to you one day and not the other. Relationships require consistency. Jeez. Whew. Relationships require us to be consistent. If you are not consistent in your relationship is going to fail, right? The thing is, and this is the difference, right? We constantly say our relationship with the Lord, which I think is very important. I think it's still very sustainable. Like it's very much true. You have a relationship with the Lord, but I want a communion. I'm going to use this analogy that I learned in one of my ministry classes in our church. We use the example of a cup of water or 2 cups of water. And if you put instant coffee in one of them and you put the beans of coffee in another, the beans of coffee in another cup of water, and you mix them both, you mix both of the cups, one of the cups is going to have a mixture of water and it's going to turn into coffee. It's going to be brown. You're going to see the instant coffee mix into the water. But in the other cup, you're going to see the beans are just going to be going in circles. But I can easily pick them out. I can easily take out those beans. The thing with both of them, and this is where I want to use this analogy, is with coffee beans, I can easily take them out of the cup. And that's what we call a relationship. I can easily scoop out these beans. I can easily take them out and separate the water from the coffee and the coffee beans. But with instant coffee, when I mix it, it's already mixed into the water. You can't separate the two. So with the coffee beans, I can separate them. But with the instant coffee, I can't separate them. They are already intertwined. They already become one. Our relationship and communion with the Lord, our union with him, should look like the instant coffee, where we are so intertwined that you can no longer separate me from him. I can no longer be separated from the Lord because I'm already one with him. Now with the coffee beans, I don't want a relationship. I don't want something that's temporary. I don't want something that can change because of a circumstance, or that can change because of my situations, or that can change because of something that's occurring in my life. I want to have a relationship with the Lord where I become one with him. That's why it says to die with him. We die with him. When we are baptized, it's the same example. When we're baptized, it's an example and a representation of what we need to do spiritually, where we die, we let the old things die, and we come up with a new life in Christ, right? So in the same manner, I want to be so one with him that nobody or nothing can remove me from him, can remove me from his love, can remove me or separate me from Jesus Christ himself. So that was a little parenthesis. So in the same manner, right, they don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for the wildflowers that are here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. flowers are something so simple, something so not as valuable, but the flowers are valuable, of course. But in this example, he's saying the flowers can be gone tomorrow, but you're not gone tomorrow. You're here present. And because you're here present and I value you as my child, you are taken care of. You are watched over. I take care of you. I know what you need. So why do you have so little faith? Why do you not believe that he can do it for you too? Why don't you believe that he has this already planned for you, that he has it already figured out for you? He already knows what you need provided. He already knows what he's going to give you. He already knows what he's going to bless you with. You don't need to worry about those things. This is where our faith has to be anchored. Our faith has to be anchored into these things. So it says, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat, what will we drink, and what will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. Unbelievers are worried about these thoughts. Unbelievers are having these thoughts because they don't believe that there's a God who can do it for them. They don't believe in a God. They have, this is where our own strength, right? Where we see how sometimes we need to be firm and know that this is not a strength that we own as believers. But as an unbeliever, you don't understand the hand of God. You don't understand the strength of God. So it says these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Your Father knows your needs. Your Father knows your heart. Your Father knows your desires. And in this reading this verse, it really did like resettle with me, because I was like, wow, Lord, like, you do know me. You do know my heart. You do know what I want. You do know that I want a marriage that honors you. You do know that I want friendships that honor you. You do know that I want a business and I want a podcast and I want things that only honor you, that they are for you. I want to give glory to you through my life. My life should be an example of Christ Jesus. My life should be a reflection of him. Everything that I do should be in glory and honor for who he is. Then it says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Living for Christ. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries today. Trouble is enough for today. Tomorrow is already figured out. It's not just tomorrow either. It's months, years. He already has it figured out. He already knows the plans. He already knows what's going to occur. It's now just living for him. And when we align our lives with him, and we're okay with the death of our past, we're okay with the death of our desires, we're okay with the grief of our desires, he's going to align everything that our heart asks for. And sometimes the Lord is going to give you something that you did not ask for, but it's going to be a bigger blessing than what you did desire, what you did want. So we have an amazing God who genuinely specializes in knowing us and knowing our heart. And he turns our question marks into divine exclamation points. When we fully trust him to lead us into the hope-filled future, he's already When we start to fully trust him to lead us into the hope field. When we fully trust him to lead us into the hope-filled future he already is preparing for us, there's nothing else that we have to worry about. We literally don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to make any questions. We don't have to ask the Lord, okay, what do I do? I think coming from a person who I had been diagnosed in 2023 with severe depression and anxiety. Had been, because the Lord had freed me from. I had been diagnosed in 2023, and coming from a person who really did suffer from the spiritual torment of anxiety and depression and just that worry, I know what it feels like to have so many questions and not know what the next thing is. And in this process, in this time that the Lord has been speaking to me about transition, I'll be so real. I didn't realize that although the Lord can free you from something, sometimes the Lord can free us from anything. But I didn't realize that sometimes we can tend to hold on to certain things, but because of our lack of faith. In this process, I've had 2 panic attacks, major panic attacks, and to the point where I was literally sobbing, and I was like, Lord, I don't know what's going on. Like, I cannot control myself. I was so worried. I was like, Lord, I felt like this heaviness in my chest. I could not breathe. And I had to take a moment to really, like, recenter myself and ground myself. And when I really looked at it, I was like, Lord, my trust in you, this is not normal. Like, Lord, I trust you with my life. I've seen what you have done in my life. Where is this coming from? Where is this? And it's just, honestly, it was an attack of the enemy, for sure, doubting me. I was doubting myself, thinking that I wasn't capable, knowing the truth of the Lord, knowing the truth of the word, that I am fully capable. I'm very capable of doing things when I have the Lord on my side, but it was just like this fear of the unknown, and which is so not normal of me. And God really just had to use that. God had to use that to really show me that my faith has been a little bit weak, that my questions have been, that there have been too many questions. And he used a moment that had been so significant in my life, or a situation that had been so significant in my life, to kind of like recenter me. So although I do believe that the Lord does free us from things, and I can say that, you know, I don't have the anxiety of my life, that I don't have the anxiety that I used to have, but he did use my emotions to remind me that he is a father who sees us. So it was a little different from what I've normally experienced, but God had to really use that. He did. And it was a tough moment, because I even started questioning, Lord, but you know, you freed me from this. Like, this is, I don't understand where this is coming from. And I had to recheck myself emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and just ground myself. And it's funny, because a few days ago, my boyfriend was talking to me, and I was just like, you know, just sharing a few things about ministry and growth and all that stuff. And he said to me, you know, I know that you tend to question yourself, and you question whether you're capable of having a podcast and doing all these things. And he reminded me that, you know, we're never really ready for something. Like, we're all walking in this walk, and it doesn't come easy just because you have the Lord. It doesn't come easy. It doesn't become easier. If anything, it becomes harder because you're now walking through this process of this transformation and in this process of this molding. Like, the Lord wants to mold us. The Lord wants to mold our hearts. He wants to, you know, press into us and press near to us. And I can't be intimate with the Lord if I don't know him. So he just reminded me that you're not really ready for something. Like, God is going to use you in your weakness. The Lord will use you in your strength. The Lord will use you in any season, right? So it's just been, it's been crazy. Like, it's been crazy, but it's been worth it. And I'm so thankful that, you know, even my boyfriend, he brought light to that, where it's like, just because you're having a difficult time or just because you're struggling with certain things doesn't mean that you're not capable of still accomplishing or still walking in the God-given purpose that you have upon your life. Like, that doesn't disqualify you. You are not disqualified just because you're going through a difficult season in your life. God wants to use us through our difficult season. God wants to use us, even if he's using our difficult season for somebody else, it's worth it. Even if he's using a difficult season for ourselves, for us to begin that, for us to allow him to begin that transformation and that molding process. So, as I continued to see the Lord talk about transition and transformation and molding. And when I had heard that from Pastor Jerry Flowers, it was on one of the most recent podcasts or sermons that he shared about transition is not about moving, it's about molding. It really convicted me, and I literally sat there and I said, Lord, if this is a molding process, if this is for me to be molded into the woman of God that you want me to be, that you desire for me to be, Lord, use my process, use these learning moments for me to be able to excel into the next season of my life. And I don't want to move into the next season if I haven't learned this season. I don't want to step into another season if I haven't like worked on certain things in this season, in my 23 years of life, in my 23rd year. Lord, mold me, shape me, break me, use me, do what you have to do if it's to send me off into the next season. I'm okay with that. Like, I'm genuinely okay with where I am, and not in a complacent type of way where it's like, oh, I'm gonna be comfortable here and this. No, Lord, I want to move. I want to keep going. I want to grow. I want to see the plans that you have for me. And yeah, so I just wanted to share that. I wanted to share that. It's definitely difficult. But just to know that this is where the Lord needs me to be, that's more of a blessing because I know that it honors him. And it's more of a blessing because I know that he's pleased. When you're walking in obedience, the Lord is pleased with you. I promise you. And you're going to see amazing things come out of your life. Not to boost your ego or not to fill your head up, but because it honors him and it brings glory to his name. And everything that I do, and I say this in a personal perspective, everything that I do, I don't want it for me. everything that I accomplish, I don't want it for me. Like, if it's not saving lives, saving souls, saving hearts, I don't want it. Because this isn't even for me or about me. This is for His kingdom and His honor and His glory. So, yeah, I wanted to share that for this episode. You know, being open and honest, it's not easy. It's very difficult. And I'd rather be transparent than be making up just words just to kind of like fill ears and make it seem like, oh, she's doing great things. No, because it's not always easy. But you know what? The Lord sees that, and like I said, He's pleased. The Lord is pleased with you. And keep pushing forward for whoever this is. Keep pushing forward. Keep being persistent. Keep working towards it. Keep growing. Keep doing what the Lord is asking you to do. Keep doing what the Lord is calling you into. So, you're more than capable. You're more than ready. You've already been ready. You just don't know you're ready. And God is going to show you beautiful things. He's going to reveal Himself in many different ways. So, this is also a message for myself. And trusting in His timing and trusting that He is a God who sees you. He sees you. And trusting that He knows what's best for us, even when we don't know. He knows the next 20 steps ahead. We don't. We know 5, maybe 2. But knowing that He has it figured out, I think that brings a lot of peace of mind, is that we're going to be okay. We're going to be perfectly fine. And I'm willing and I'm waiting in His perfect timing, because I don't want something that's not for me. So, anyways, thank you for joining this week's episode. I want to close this out in prayer. So, wherever you're at, let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to just be able to talk about our faith and to really just incline our ears to you. But sometimes it's hard to know what you have planned next for us, and trusting that your plan is always perfect and your will for our lives is perfect. But God, we just align our hearts to you, that we're able to trust and believe and know that you are a God who sees me, that you are a God who sees us. God, we know that you know the plans that you have for us, and that should give us perfect peace, because we know that you have everything figured out. God, thank you for being a father. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a consistent God. Thank you for being a God who never walks away, who has never walked away, who has never left us. You've been there since the beginning of time. You have called us. You have selected us, Lord. I pray for each individual that is struggling right now in their faith, Lord, that you remind them that you are a father who hears them, that you remind them that you know their desires, that you know that they're asking for certain seasons of their lives, Lord, but remind them that the season that they're in is not because they're being punished, but because this is where you have them. Lord, it's about the molding process. It's about what you're doing. It's about how you're transforming them. It's about how you're shifting old mindsets, that you're removing old mindsets and bringing this new mindset, this godly mindset, Lord, in every season and everything that they do. God, we honor you and we glorify your name. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for having your hand on us. Lord, I pray over this podcast that it reaches the right ears, it reaches the right hearts, Lord, that it rests on hearts, not for self-glory, not for self-gain, but Lord, to do your work and your will. Lord, this podcast has always been yours from the beginning. So remind me in times where I get distracted that this platform is yours. So thank you, Lord. I thank you for each heart and each mind. And in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Anyways, I love y'all. And stay tuned for what's coming. I am, like I said, or like I've been mentioning, I am in school, so bear with me. Certain things. And I'm still working, like, please bear with me. But a lot of things are going to be coming very, very, very soon. Very soon. But I love y'all. And I will see you in 2 weeks.